This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The United States says it will evacuate American passengers from the Diamond Princess cruise ship, which is quarantined in the port of Yokohama, where it's been for over a week because of the coronavirus infections discovered on board. The U.S. Embassy in Tokyo says a charter plane will arrive tomorrow to airlift people home. Hundreds of American citizens are among the 2,600 passengers on the Diamond Princess. Another 67 virus cases have been reported on the vessel today, bringing the total to 285. Officials in Beijing say everyone returning to the city from other parts of China must self-quarantine for 14 days. This as the country tries to stop the spread of the COVID-19 coronavirus. State-run media report those who fail to seclude themselves or violate other containment rules will be held accountable under the law. China's National Health Commission says the death toll from the infection now stands at more than 1,500. The commission also has confirmed more than 2,600 new cases, but that is a major drop from the numbers of recent days. Yesterday's figure topped 5,000. Chinese President Xi Jinping is calling for stronger public health legislation, stressing the need to close loopholes, which he said had been exposed by the epidemic. The total number of confirmed coronavirus cases in the country stands at more than 66,000. China and the World Health Organization are launching an investigation this weekend aimed at learning first more about how the infection is spread. France today announced its first coronavirus death. The victim was an 80-year-old Chinese tourist who had been hospitalized in late January. Turkey is deploying tanks and armor in Syria's Idlib province as Damascus continues its offensive against the last rebel enclave in the country. Ankara is also reportedly stepping up its arming of Syrian rebels with sophisticated anti-aircraft and anti-tank weapons. The escalating Turkish military presence follows President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's vow to drive Syrian forces back from Idlib if they don't withdraw by the end of the month. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. A day after a senior Trump administration official here in Washington said the United States had reached an agreement with the Taliban on a reduction of violence in Afghanistan, the waiting begins. Key questions to be answered: what comes next? And when will this lead to direct discussions between the insurgents and the Afghan government, which is part of the agreement? Also at issue, the prospects for an American troop withdrawal from Afghanistan after nearly two decades of war. At the Munich Security Conference, NATO said it would draw down troop levels in Afghanistan if the Taliban shows it is willing and able to end violence in the country. VOA correspondent Ardita Dunalari on the roadmap ahead.
If both sides succeed in reducing violence, there will soon follow broad negotiations to set the roadmap for the country's political future. Afghan officials welcomed the negotiated proposal.
There is hope. We can't say everything is going to be solved. The level of war and violence must decrease to pave the way for a comprehensive ceasefire, inter-Afghan talks, and peace among Afghans.
Even if both sides can dramatically reduce violence, many Afghans remain concerned about sustaining hard-earned successes after the U.S. withdrawal. Ardita Dunalari, VOA News, Washington.
Serious questions remain about Boeing's grounded fleet of 737 MAX 8 jets and when those planes might return to surface. In the meantime, airlines are announcing plans for next summer's travel schedules, and once again, those troubled Boeing aircraft are missing from the mix. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
American Airlines is the latest to say that based on guidance from Boeing and safety regulators, it won't be using the troubled MAX jets before August, 2 months later than planned. That means some 4,000 flights are being canceled each month that the plane is out of service during the peak summer travel period. United says it's taken the grounded aircraft off its schedule through September, and Southwest made a similar announcement, tipping off travelers early so they can change their plans. MAX jets have been grounded since last March after two deadly crashes, and new software problems have been reported since. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, today appeared in a town hall meeting at the Munich Security Conference. It was carried live by CNN. Asked about a long-promised meeting with President Trump at the White House, he told Christian Amanpour he wants that meeting, but the ball is in the U.S. court, meaning it's up to the American side. Zelensky also said it was time people stopped referring to Ukraine as a corrupt country. Gene Randall, VOA News.